Hello and welcome to Top 5 Ways SharePoint Online Empowers Teams. I'm Michael Blumenthal. Let me start off by introducing myself. I'm a technical solution evangelist at PSC Group. PSC Group is a Microsoft Gold partner headquartered in Schaumburg, Illinois, a northwest suburb of Chicago. At PSC, I have the privilege of having three responsibilities. One is I help our clients with Office 365 and SharePoint. The second responsibility is that I manage our own internal Office 365 tenancy. And third is I'm responsible for a lot of our community engagement. I do public speaking, I do blogging, I run a user group on Office 365 adoption. Because of all my community contributions, Microsoft has awarded me an MVP award. That's the Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, recognizing me for my contributions to Office servers and services, or more specifically, Office 365, and the technical communities around them. A little bit more about myself. I have been in IT consulting for just over 20 years now, so I've been doing this a long time. In a nutshell, my job is to help teams be more productive. Today I'm going to talk to you about how Office 365 helps me achieve that. We all have the same number of hours in every day, and the concept of business productivity is about enabling business professionals to get more done each and every day, helping people achieve as much as they can in a given workday. Office has been a core productivity tool for information workers, for business professionals, for a long time. However, in order to keep seeing or producing productivity gains, we really need to take business productivity to the next level. It is no longer about just me and my business productivity when I'm at the office, but it's about how I work together as part of a team. It's about making teams more productive. So with that in mind, we're going to talk about how SharePoint and Office 365 empower teams. I'll treat this as a top five countdown list. Let's start with number five. Team sites. Team sites are a great team productivity tool for three reasons. They give teams a central place to store files. They give teams a central place to track information using simple lists, and they give teams a central place to publish content using web pages. Having a team have the ability to have a central place to store their files is especially important when it comes to document collaboration. Historically, a team would collaborate on a document by some poor soul emailing that document to a bunch of people, and then each person would have an independent copy, they'd make changes, send it back to the poor guy or gal, and that person would have to then laboriously integrate the different changes from the different people. Nowadays, with Office 365 and SharePoint, if you store that document in a document library, it lives in that document library, and you no longer have that integration step. People go to the document library to that document, and everybody can make changes on that single document stored in a single place. And you no longer have that merging of changes because people just take turns making the changes. Or they can actually all edit the document at the same time, working on different paragraphs. So that's how team sites really help teams be more productive. Another part of daily team behavior that is a place where you can see productivity gains is meeting notes. Number four, meeting notes with OneNote. OneNote is another member of the Office productivity suite, and when you store your meeting notes in OneNote in a SharePoint team site, you get a number of benefits. First of all, OneNote as a product by itself has a number of benefits that help you be more productive when taking notes. The first is inserting meeting details in your meeting notes. When you start taking meeting notes in a meeting, OneNote is aware of the meetings on your Outlook calendar. So all you have to do is click on meeting details, pick the meeting, and it automatically inserts the meeting details into your meeting notes. Now you can check off who attended the meeting versus who was invited. And when you're done taking your notes, you have the option to email that page, and it will email it to the people in the meeting. There's some other cool capabilities of OneNote. Two of those are inline math and optical character recognition. So inline math is, if you need to do any calculation while you're taking meeting notes, you can just type an equation into OneNote. Type the equation in, type in equals, hit enter, it calculates the result for you. Another feature of OneNote is optical character recognition. Let's say you've got a picture that has text in it and you want to manipulate that text or work with that text. You can paste that picture into OneNote, right-click, choose Copy Text from Picture, paste, and you get its best guess at the text in there. Now, it's not perfect, but it's pretty darn good and can save you a lot of time. And the more clean the image is from a OCR perspective, the more accurate the recognition will be. For example, here you can see the green line touching the Y caused a little problem for it. And nonetheless, OCR is quite powerful. Moving on to the last part of OneNote that I want to talk about today is continuous sync with local copies. So let's look at what that means. When you store a OneNote notebook in SharePoint, you have the ability for everyone on your team to take a local copy of that, and then those local copies sync continuously. So as long as people's devices are online, all changes get synchronized. What this means is that everybody will always have an up-to-date copy of the notes from that meeting. This can be particularly useful when some of the meeting participants are remote. They can have the notebook open, and even though they're not present in person, face-to-face in that meeting, they can see the notes coming in as they're taken. Now, you heard me mention another feature of the Office applications in Office 365 a moment ago. I'm going to talk about it again because it is really a very powerful team productivity thing, and that is number three, co-authoring. So I mentioned how important it is to have teams store their documents in team sites, that this provides a single source of truth and eliminates needless merging of people submitting different changes to another person when they can just make those changes themselves. Well, people no longer have to even take turns working on a document. You can co-author documents now. You can actually have multiple people inside a document working on different paragraphs at the same time. And I say paragraphs, but I'm thinking in the context of the word. But this also works in Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. Being able to have multiple people work on a document together at the same time is a great, great time saver. So let's take a look at how that happens. We'll look at Word. Word has a share button. That share button gives you one-click access to the sharing task pane where you can invite other people to share and work on the document with you. Of course, you have control over whether they have edit or view. Now, if you want them to make change to the document, you need to give them edit, of course. You type in their email address. You choose what permissions they should have. You can add a little message, hit share, and off it goes, and they will get an email inviting them into the document. When they come into the document, you'll get a pop-up, and you'll also be able to see them in that document as well. And so here I can see that Alex is now in the document with me. Furthermore, when Alex and I are editing the document, I can see, and this is what it looks like when other people are in the document, I can see people's active insertion cursors, and so I can see where people are working. When people are done working and they leave the document, I get a notification of that too. So let's say we have to get a proposal out in a very time-constrained fashion. Instead of having to wait for Bob to be done editing a document or Sue to have her turn putting her changes in, Bob, Sue, and I can all work together on the document at the same time. Bob can work on his paragraph, Sue can work on her page, I can review theirs and add my own content, and we can all work together, and working in parallel at the same time in the same document, we can finish more quickly. So that's co-authoring. Let's look at another innovation that helps teams be more productive. Number two. Planner. Planner is a new team task management application that's part of Office 365. Planner is designed to sit in a sweet spot between the two ends of the project management formality continuum. On one end, you have Excel and other non-purpose-built applications for managing tasks and teams and projects. On the other extreme, you have very formal project management applications such as Microsoft Project. Planner is intended to sit right in the middle and give you a good task management tool that is built around tasks and built around teams, but isn't nearly as complicated as Microsoft Project. Planner gives you a dashboard where you can see multiple plans, a roll-up view of these plans, highlighting some plans. You can drill down to a specific plan where you can see buckets or columns of tasks. And each of those tasks is a rich task object where you have task status, due date, start date, what category it's in. You can have a description of it. You can connect other information to this, whether it's a file attachment or a link. You can have a checklist in here. You can assign it to someone. It's a purpose-built application for managing tasks, but it is so easy to use because it's been designed as a modern use experience. So that's Planner. And now, File Sync. File Sync is another and the last in my list of critical team collaboration tools. File Sync, in the form of the OneDrive File Synchronization Client, sometimes called the Next Generation Sync Client, enables you to have access to all your files on any of your devices, whether it's a laptop, a desktop, a tablet, or a phone. You can get to your files from anywhere, and on your laptop, or your desktop, or your tablet, you can have a copy of those files that is constantly synchronized as needed with the master copy in the cloud. So you can take a document library and selectively sync that library and the files in it. If you need to go offline, you can still work on those files. When you come back online, they'll synchronize up. By having the master copy in the cloud, anyone on the team can work offline, synchronizes back up when they reconnect, and everybody has access to the latest files. Also, by taking these things local, you can then use the power of Windows Explorer to reorganize your document library should you need to. The OneDrive File Sync experience overlays little status icons on top of your file icon, so you always know if this file is up to date, if it is in the process of syncing, or if there is a synchronization problem with it, or if it is a file that will not sync for other reasons. In your system tray, you will see a white cloud and one or more blue clouds representing the file sync client, and you can use those clouds to get access to the status of the synchronization process as well. To review, reason number five, that SharePoint Online empowers teams, team sites, the one place for teams to store all their stuff. Reason number four, meeting notes, keeping everybody rather literally on the same page about what's happened in a meeting. Number three, co-authoring, the ability to have multiple people working a single document at the same time. Number two, the new Planner app for team task management. And number one, OneDrive File Sync, allowing teams to take their files offline and onto their local machines and stay in sync nonetheless. Thank you.